Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sonia Clausen and we're going to be talking about a quilt show and bake sale. Good morning to you, Sonia.
Good morning.
Well, this has gone on a number of years before. Do you know how many years?
We have been doing the quilt show since 2014.
Okay. So this is a, fourth year anniversary.
Yes.
Next year,
yes.
Fifth year. And it's been mind-boggling. If people have gone to see the quilts, it's been mind-boggling because so many people bring quilts to show off at the quilt show. So, first of all, where is it? When is it?
The quilt show is November 3rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the venue, which is 307 Walnut Street.
That's a new location for you.
New place this year, so we're anxious to get everything set up and see how it looks.
Yes, I'm sure, you kind of got to see, okay, how's this going to go in there? Because it is a big job to get all those quilts out there. Now, that means it is on Saturday, correct?
Yes.
The 3rd is on Saturday. And this is Tuesday, so can we still bring quilts in to show?
Absolutely. We're accepting quilts until November 1st, which is Thursday. And you can bring them to the Something For You at the quilt store. Cindy and Katie will both help you fill out your paperwork, take care of them for us. And then when the quilt show is over, we will return them back to the quilt store, and they can pick them up the following Monday.
Okay, good. Good place to take them, and you know that they're well cared for when you take them in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they know what quilts are all about, so that's good. And you've done a good job in the past of identifying the quilts so you know who they are. And do you like a little story with them?
Yes. All the paperwork that they fill out tells a little story about the quilt, and then their name is on it. And then we put them with the quilt, pin them to it very carefully. And then everybody can read their story about it and see the quilt tops.
Yes, and that's really fun to see those. Many of them are gifts or they've been made for grandchildren or whatever, so there's a lot of neat stories. So it is mind-boggling to see all the colors and all the patterns, but it's really fun to see those stories too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I watch the ladies as they come in, and they have to go slow so that they can read them all. And I think that's very impressive.
It is, yes. Because there's so much work in those quilts, even little ones. It's a lot of love and a lot of work.
It is.
So, and I know you know about that, and I want to talk about that just a little bit. But one other thing we need to mention for sure is that you're raffling off a quilt. Tell us about that quilt.
Yes, it is a card trick pattern that I found that I really liked. And it's greens and browns and oranges in it. And we're raffling it off, and we will draw the ticket at 3:00 on the 3rd. Tickets are on sale now, so if you're interested, just contact me. And the tickets are $1 each or 6 for $5.
Mm-hmm. Give us your phone number now. We'll ask you again here before we quit.
712-249-1869.
Okay, so get your raffle tickets. Now, also, in addition to the quilt show, you've got a bake sale going on.
Yes, the doughs can cook very well. And so they will be bringing baked goods that will be being sold that day also. And then we're also taking poinsettia orders.
Yeah, and as I recall, there's a couple of sizes of those,
yes,
and a couple colors, so
yes,
you can make your choice about what kinds of poinsettias you would like to have, and they'll get delivered to you, and it's time to do that.
I can't believe it.
I can't either. So we'll remind folks here in a little bit about the time and place and so on, but Sonia, I want to talk about quilting with you. I can't do it. It takes way too much patience for me, way too much. So why do you enjoy quilting? I mean, you make quilt after quilt after quilt. Why do you enjoy it so much?
I enjoy it because it's something I can just pick up any time and put back down. It's very soothing to me. I don't even have a TV or a radio on. I just sew.
Mm-hmm. Your mind is
My mind is just in the pattern.
Yeah. How do you find the patterns?
Oh, you can find them anywhere. You can buy them at a quilt store. You can get them out of a magazine. You can get them offline. Just about anywhere you can find a pattern.
And there are lots of patterns that are long-term, antique patterns, but are there new ones?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Every time I get my quilt book, I got to look through it and see what new ones are in it.
So those folks that make those, their minds just have to go all the time, and obviously are good quilters too. And some of the other quilts that I've seen that just boggle my mind are those that have pictures. They make up a picture when they're done.
Yes. Yeah. Like a Bargello quilt, maybe, or they've got paper piecing where you can piece of like an animal or a picture of a house or whatever. And it's just a lot of detail.
Yes. How small are the smallest pieces you've worked with?
Probably an inch and a half piece.
So when I look at a quilt, I just go, oh my goodness, look at all those pieces. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just part of the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And
my husband always says, I don't understand why you buy all that fabric and then you cut it all up and then put it back together.
That's a good point. Good point. And of course, when quilting first started, they were making use of what they had.
Absolutely.
Right? It wasn't like going out and buying stash. I'm sure you have a stash.
Oh, I have a stash.
Yes. And also, then you've got to decide on the pattern, and then you have to decide on the colors.
Oh, yes. Yes, and that's the most fun, because I see a pattern, and then I can envision it in my mind of what colors I would like it to be.
See, you're a real artist. That's what artists do. See
you.
That thing in your mind. So then, you, as you mentioned, you've got to do the cutting, and then you have to put all those pieces together.
Yes.
Is that a part that you really, really like? Or is
I
that,
do.
Okay.
Yes.
See, that's where
but
I go.
But my favorite part is putting on the binding, because then it's complete, and you can actually see everything you've done.
Oh, interesting, because some people go, binding is the hardest part. I don't like to do that.
You can just sit in front of the TV.
Yeah. And of course, before you put that binding on, you've done some quilting.
Yes, you have to. You can either quilt it or tie it. And I choose to quilt it on a long arm.
And yeah, and that is a sewing machine, basically.
Basically.
With a long arm on it.
Exactly.
So then you choose various patterns to quilt into that?
Yes. In fact, I have a long arm, and I have some patterns, which I'll be probably getting more. And I just look at the quilt and see what I think will look best on it and put that on it.
Mm-hmm. What do you see for quilting in the future? Are there people still interested?
Oh, people will always quilt.
And you're starting off some young people.
Yes, both of my granddaughters quilt.
Yeah. And we have seen some beautiful quilts that the 4-H'ers make. It always, again, amazes me. Some of them are 10 and 12 years old, and they come up with these really a pattern, a project that takes quite a long time. You have to stick with it.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
So quilting, something that you might want to get into, and if you don't want to get into it, go and see the quilts and just appreciate everybody's work. That's what I enjoy. I really appreciate everybody's work. And you might want to look at the back as well as the front.
Yes.
Because sometimes those patterns are, that's when you really see the quilting pattern. Yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever do quilting by hand?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I've done 3 projects by hand. But I prefer to do it on machine.
Yes. And, of course, there are church groups that do still do some hand quilting.
Yes, they do.
And that's a good way to get some visiting done while you do your hand quilting. So lots of possibilities there. Lots of learning situations, because there's math involved and art involved and
lots
all those
of
things.
Math.
Yes. So let's remind folks, Sonia, of what's happening this weekend.
We are having a quilt show and bake sale November 3rd. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the venue, 307 Walnut Street. We're having a raffle for a quilt that I made and donated. Tickets are $1 each or 6 for 5. And we're also selling some poinsettias.
And some goodies to eat.
Oh, yeah, all them baked goods.
Okay. So come on out to the quilt show, sponsored by the Atlantic Does. And, of course, all that money goes back to the community.
It goes out to all our charities that we donate to.
And those are many. So when you buy that baked good, when you buy your raffle tickets, remember you're giving back to the community also.
Absolutely.
Fun. So thank you very much, Sonia Clausen, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. No one is in charge of your happiness except you.